This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Welkom by ons program, dis Community Matters tyd hier op Kaapse Kansel. Ek is julle gasheer vandag van hierdie toe en ek het die voorreg om te gesels vandag met 'n ma van 'n kind met 'n gehoorgestremdheid en ons gaan meer leer deur haar lewe wêreld. So bly ingeskakel, onthou ook om aan die einde van ons program die resept te onthou van Isabel Ross. Sy praat vandag oor die nasionale pudding. Nou ja, dis iets om na uit te sien, maar dis aan die einde van ons program. Jy is welkom ons te skakel ook en kontak met ons te maak by 0817291657. Na die program, as ons jy wil terugvoer op iets wat Michelle vir ons meegedeel het rondom die gestremdheid van haar dogter. Michelle, kom ons begin by die begin. Jy en ek het mekaar ontmoet. En waar het jy begin werk en hoe het ons by mekaar uitgekom?
Bonnie, thank you. Thank you for having me and inviting me onto the program today. I was born in Port Elizabeth and in 1982 my husband and I moved to Cape Town. Candace was born in 1984 and at the age of 8 months Candace, we found out she was hearing impaired and she got her hearing aids. So basically we had a short stay where we had to move to Durban. My husband was transferred to Durban and then I traveled back and forth to Coral the Toy Center for her to, it was a parent guidance program.
Yeah.
And then we came back in 1991 where she attended the preschool at Coral the Toy. And we're very grateful to Coral the Toy because they use oral communication.
Yeah.
So in the beginning, as she grew up, I was always in two minds. Did I do right by her by doing the oral communication and not teaching her sign language? But as she got older, I would ask her what she preferred, if she would like to do a sign language. And she was adamant that she was very happy doing oral. She always said she had a few friends that did a sign language and she didn't really fit in with them.
No.
Because not many people know sign language. And with an early intervention and having her have hearing aids at such a young age and doing all the training with Coral the Toy where you only use speech, it really paid off, I think, where her speech is quite good today.
Yeah.
And as you know, hearing aids are very expensive and it's not covered by medical aid. Well, very small amount is covered by medical aid, but we were very fortunate to always be able to give her the best hearing aid that were available to her at the time.
Ja, dit is belangrik. En ons het mekaar ontmoet natuurlik. Ek dink toe was ek nog 'n doewe persoon en ek het nog nie cochlear implantings gehad nie.
Quite right. When I left the banking industry in 2010, I joined a company called Hearability where they sold assistive devices and then I met you at a training session where you were using one of the assistive devices. And Fani, that was life-changing for us. That was life-changing because I learned in 2 days from you at that training session. I remember those days, the training was still 2 full days. More about my child's hearing loss than I had in, I think it was 27 years.
Yeah.
And you had still a lip interpreter, plus you were using other assistive devices. So ja, het was absolutely life-changing for us.
Ja, die voorreg wat mense by mekaar bring en hoe ons by mekaar uitgekom het. En is my so voorreg om vandag te gesels met Michelle Tanks. Ons gaan nou hoor wat het gebeur toe Candace nou skool toe is en ons gaan verder kyk na werksgeleenthede, so jy moet nie weggaan nie. So ons gaan nou eers breek vir 'n stukkie muziek en dan gaan ons terugkom en dan gesels ek verder met Michelle Tanks, die ma van 'n kind met gehoorgestremdheid. En jy is welkom om 'n WhatsApp aan ons te stuur by 0817291657. Tot na musiek, dan gesels ons verder. Ons kuier saam in ons program Community Matters. Ek is van hierdie twee en ek gesels met Michelle Tanks. Soos ons nog geluister het, Michelle is die ma van 'n dogter met 'n gehoorgestremdheid. Ons hoor wat sy voel en wat sy dink oor gehoorgestremdheid en die uitdagings, so uit die ma sy hart. Michelle, voor ons nou geluister het na musiek, het jy bietjie gepraat oor kinderdae van Candace. Is daar nog iets wat jy wil sê? Want ek wil graag uitkom by die skool. Hoe dit, jy het verwys na Karel de Tooy skool was, sy was, maar vertel ons 'n bietjie oor die vroeër dae nog iets en dan kan ons 'n bietjie praat oor die skool.
As I mentioned, Karel de Tooy is where they learn to speak, so they use oral communication. What I liked about Karel de Tooy is that, as I mentioned, it's very involved. It doesn't only involve the parents, they involve the grandparents and everybody as well. So we were very fortunate to have a supportive family center around Candace, so they understood her. But it wasn't always so easy when it came to friends and for her to make friends, because when your child attends a school far away from where you live, they don't always have those friends close by.
Yeah.
So that was something that was always a bit of a problem. But she was happy at Karel de Tooy, and we also, in the early years, when we lived in Durban, we had a lady by the name of Mary Jordan, who was also a teacher at Karel de Tooy. So when we lived in Durban, although she wasn't attending Karel de Tooy for those few years, we had definite every week we had the guidance and the speech therapy, etc. So when it came to her to start grade one, she, as you know, with children that are hearing impaired, they normally do start later because of their development, especially with their speech. So she went to a hearing impaired school where when she was in standard two, grade two. That's so confusing now. She was assessed by educational specialists, and they called us in and told us that she was uneducatable, and she was mildly intellectually retarded. As you know, as parents, this was absolutely heartbreaking for us.
Sure.
And I still have that on record today, what they said. We didn't know what to do, but we thankfully carried on at the school. And they put her in a special class, and that luckily we didn't take her out and put her into a school for the intellectually disabled. So we persevered, and in the special class, we really realized that she wasn't really doing much work. And then after a year, I think it was after the second year, they closed the special class, which I was quite grateful for, because although we had to look for a new school for Candace, so we went to a, had to go we had no option but to go to a mainstream school, and they put her in the special class. After just a few weeks of being in the mainstream school in the special class, they called us in and asked that why was she put in the special class, and we gave the reports.
Yeah.
And they said they don't think it was a fair assessment.
Sure.
So, but by this time, it was too late now to put her back into mainstream.
Yeah.
So she'd lost so much of her, of those early years at school. And yeah, we were very angry, but what could we do?
Yeah.
So we sent her, we managed to send her to extra maths lessons and extra English lessons, because, with her being hearing impaired, people forget that everything you learn is not what you read, it's what you hear.
Yeah.
And when a child is so profoundly hearing impaired, they lose a lot.
Yeah.
They really do lose a lot. So anyway, she finished her primary school, and then came the very hard decision of which high school.
Yeah.
So we decided, we found a little Christian school, a little cottage school. So we put her in this little cottage school, and we also discovered that after a while that she was not really getting the attention she needed. I think that she was being left basically on her own, even although there was intervention from us to how to deal with a child. But Candace also had ADHD, so she was on Ritalin, and these children tend to be pushed aside. That was my opinion. It may be different today, but I think they are branded, or should say labeled.
Yeah. Daardie etiket wat om haar nek gehang is, iemand nou net by ons aangesluit het, ek gesels met Michelle Tanks, en sy skets nou vir ons die situasie hoe haar kind gediagnoseer is en die impak wat het gehad het op hulle as familie en ook haar as kind met die agterstand wat het tot gevolg gehad het. En as mens kyk vandag die verrassing wat 'n mens het wat sy onafhanklik funksioneer tot 'n groot mate. Natuurlik daar is plekke wat ontoeganklik is in situasies, maar ons gaan daarby later kom. Maar Michelle, gaan aan, ek so interessant wat jy vir ons vertel oor die skool en hoe sy nou gevorder het op die hoërskool toe en so.
So then we moved her to another cottage school. And this stage, you know, I think 20 odd years ago, there weren't many homeschooling and cottage schools are far more accessible today, I think, and yeah. more, you know, the government and the education department really more accepts it. So the one school that she was at, she was in standard 8, which would have been grade 10. And then in this, just the second last term, in the third term, the government, the education department closed the school. So we were once again left. I can't remember the reason because there were quite a few children in the school and she was progressing, but she was still doing the extra maths and the extra English classes. So we were now left with a child that was almost 16 years old with no formal education. So it was really, really stressful because we knew that when they previously said that she was not educatable, we knew that that was not true because she'd gone through the schooling system and after she left the hearing impaired school, they were quite happy with her. So now we decided, so there was a lot of courses available on office admin. And so we let her do all those courses on office admin, typing. Her typing skills are really good. She's got great speed of typing. And she did filing, etc., just general office admin. And then she loves computers, so she's always had her own computer. And we realized this, so we sent her to every computer course that she could attend.
Yeah.
But then we still had no formal education. And Candace really gravitated towards children. So whenever she was at the beach and we found her, always children would come towards her and she'd show them the little rock pools and the fish and things like that. Because I think with children, they demanded nothing from her, especially younger children. You know, they didn't have any expectations yeah. from her. So she was very comfortable around younger children and also animals. So basically, so we managed to get her enrolled at the Cape College of Education doing a early childhood development course, which we carried on with, and she got her certificate in level 4 and 5 and an early childhood development diploma.
Can you believe it? Now, that's a child that was diagnosed so wrongly, and there the qualifications, the proof is in the pudding.
Absolutely.
So baie mense, Michelle, het nie die voorreg om so naby 'n plek soos Kaapstad te wees nie. So kan ons net dink wat gebeur met ons luisteraars en ouers wat in landelike gebiede is, wat afgesny is, wat nie al hierdie toegang het nie. Daar's so baie kinders wat verlore raak in die proses. Soos Michelle Tongs wat haar storie met ons deel vandag oor haar dogter, sy is gehoor gestremd. Onthou jy kan met ons kontak maak by 081 per WhatsApp 729-1657 en dan kan ons na die tyd miskien ook inligting aan die deur gee as jy ouer is wat weet, wat sukkel met uitdagings in die breë gemeenskap. 'N Ma en 'n pa met 'n kind met 'n gestremdheid, dit maak nie saak watter gestremdheid ons ter sprake het nie. Almal het gemeenskaplike uitdagings. Dis hoekom ons so voorreg is om Michelle te gaan sels. Maar eers musiek en dan gesels ons verder met jou Michelle. Ek wil bietjie praat oor die werk, die employment market. You refer to that, but I'd like to get more clarity on that. Maar eers musiek. Dis ons program Community Matters en ons gesels so lekker met Michelle Tongs. Ons luister na haar lewe wêreld, mama van 'n dogter met 'n gehoorgestremdheid. Michelle, you explain to us the schooling situation. Before she went to employment market, she touched that. So will you please carry on, share with us your opinion and your experience and her experience?
I think, Fadi, sometimes it was really quite hurtful, especially at school. She would have sport after school, and I'd get there 3-4 o'clock to fetch her. And there she was sitting all alone. The sport had been cancelled. And, you know, in those days, there was no cell phones.
Sure.
So they'd announced it over the intercom. And, of course, a child with a hearing impairment is not going to hear those announcements. So there was so many times it was so hurtful. I would get to school and she'd be in her school uniform and all the other children would be in civvies because she hadn't heard that there was a civvies day. These are little things that, you know, seem minor, but to a mother, it is extremely hurtful. And at college, even when she was at college, she would I would take her to school and we'd get to school, to the college, and there'd be nobody else there. They'd announce that the college was closed on that day. So it was these little things. And also at college with her having a disability, I think at that time she was probably the only one at the college with a hearing impairment. And she was a victim of many ugly pranks and a bit of bullying.
Yeah.
And at school as well, there was a lot of teasing that going on. They would call her deaf girl and funny girl. And I only found out this much later when she'd finished school because she didn't want to tell me because she was maybe afraid that I would go and confront them.
Yeah.
But I think I would have as a very overprotective mother.
Yeah, and it's humiliating, but yeah, it's she's
very
afraid.
Humiliating. So she was afraid, yeah. And I think that still goes on today.
Sure. And then the employment challenges in general. What did you experience?
It's not easy for persons in disabilities in general to find employment. After Candace left college, she opened her own little business, Toddlers Learning at Home. She had a lovely program for children that were not attending preschool or creche. She had this little program, and then she was offered a job at a preschool where she worked for a few years, and then unfortunately she was retrenched. But at the next school that she went to work for, she had a terrible experience of being shouted at and screamed at by one of the other teachers. And eventually she came to me and she said she can't. She was in tears. She was in absolute tears. And I really felt for her, and she resigned. And then she started her little business again. But unfortunately, when COVID came, she couldn't carry on with that little business. But thankfully today she is doing admin work, and she really enjoys her admin work. She loves working on the computer. She loves doing things on the computer. So in hindsight, I think she would probably have done very good as an IT, in an IT situation. But with her hearing impairment and not being able to, you know, to do, when say there's a problem with your computer like we have, we phone our IT chaps. So she would do very well with that, but with not being able to communicate, it was difficult.
Maar as ons nou dink die jare, dit was die jare voor toegang tot inligting tot 'n redelike mate verbeter het nou. Ons kan WhatsApp stuur, ons kan alles op teks kry, op die rekenaar selfs. So dit is heeltemal 'n ander situasie en ons moet dink terug aan daardie dae en ons sê dankie vir die wonder van tegnologie, maar sy is ook 'n mamma vandag, jy's 'n ouma en tog is daar nog maar steeds. Slegs selfs as jy het een keer vir my gesê, om 'n doktersafspraak vir haar te kry saam met die kleinseun is nog baie keer 'n uitdaging. Vertel ons net daaroor.
You know, what I do find, if always when I have to go with her when to the doctor, I always say to go to the doctor. One time many years ago she came back with a totally wrong medication, and luckily I saw that. And then I realized, gosh, you know, I have to go with this girl. And when she had her little one, I would go with her to the pediatrician. And I think they understood by this time. But what annoyed me is they would speak to me and not to Candace if they were saying. And I would have to say to them, please speak to Candace.
She's
the mother. I am just here to assist in case the little one cries. So we went to the clinic. I would go with her to the clinic. She was so nervous that she would miss something. And the one time that she had to take her little one to the doctor, I was not able to go with her. And so there was no one to go, so she went on her own. So being hearing impaired, I think, Fani, you do the same. You make sure that you have understood everything correctly.
Absolutely.
And ask somebody to repeat themselves. So she said to the doctor, could you just please repeat, am I correct? And he said to her, when I speak to you, listen, don't look out the window.
Sure, that is humiliating.
And that was so humiliating for her. She was in such a state. Well, she never went back to that practice. But you would think that a healthcare professional would understand.
Ja. So die uitdagings hou nooit op nie. Dit raak 'n bietjie minder, die toegang tot inligting, maar die mense se gesindheid is nie noodwendig, al is ons al 30 jaar in demokrasie. Still, there's no access to information and communication at what it should be. Maar toe kom daarom die wonder van cochleaire implanting. So, voor ons nou weer gaan breek vir muziek, ons het so 'n paar minuut, so 4 minute oor. Ek wil net graag hoor, hoe dit haar lewe verander?
Well, Fani, that was thanks to you when you got your cochlear implant.
Ja.
And I started working with you and we saw the amazing difference that it made. It was life-changing for you, and Candace had her first cochlear implant as well. I mean, at that stage, I think she was 27 or 28. And then just a short while after that, she had the other one implanted. And for us, it was absolutely life-changing. You know, when she was young, and she would travel in the car and we'd listen to the radio and she'd ask me what was said, why was I laughing? And today I think how awful I was when I used to say to her, don't worry, I'll tell you later.
Yeah.
And after the implant, and she would be driving in the car and she would come back and she'll tell me what she heard on the radio. It was so, so uplifting for me to know that she was part of communication. Although, you know, even with the cochlear implants, she doesn't hear everything. Everything is not accessible.
Absoluut. Dis wat ons mense besef. Gehoorapparate, cochleaire implantings kan nooit jou gehoor vir jou teruggee nie.
Absoluut.
Dis nie soos mobiliteit wat jou rolstoel vir jou mobiliteit bied nie. Daar is so baie dinge wat daarvan afhang, soos akoestiek, soos swak beligting, soos die mense se artikulasie, die taal wat die persoon praat, so daar's baie uitdagings. So as daar iemand is wat vandag weet van iemand wat 'n gehoorverlies het, asseblief kom, maak kontak met ons. Ons het 'n WhatsApp nommer, 0817291657. Ons gaan ook aan die einde van ons gesprek in die program Michelle se kontakbesonderhede vir die idee gee, sodat jy kan luister en gesels met Michelle. Sy het 'n deurleefde ervaring oor paar dekades lank van 'n mamma met 'n kind met 'n gestremdheid. So, dis so voorreg, Michelle, en dankie dat jy ook jou hart vir ons oopmaak vandag. En in die laaste deel van ons gesprek, na ons weer na musiek gaan luister, wil ek gou net by jou bietjie hoor oor jy werk voltyds met mense met gehoorverlies by die Nasionale Raad van en vir persone met gestremdhede. Candace is ook daarbij betrokke en ons is so dankbaar en mense terugdink, dit is nou iemand wat gebrandmerk was as iemand wat onopleibaar was, wat onintelligent is, en ek sien die wonderlike werk wat sy doen, hoe sy met mense selfs oor die rekenaar met Google Meet meetings kommunikeer, dit is absoluut prysenswaardig. En dankie ook vir jou en jou man se insette wat jy gegee het in haar lewe en nooit opgegee het op haar nie. Want dis die boodskap wat ons vandag hier moet wegneem. En dit is, moenie opgee nie. En moenie opgee op jou kind nie. Probeer altyd maar soek na oplossing. Soos Michelle ook nou vroeger vir ons gesê het, moenie opgee nie. En ons gaan eers weer nou breek vir musiek en dan wil ek net by jou graag hoor, vertel ons iets so bietjie van die uitdagings van persone met gestremthede en dan onthou, ons gaan ook later gesels met iemand wat vir ons gaan vertel oor 'n konsert wat op 6 September aangebied gaan word ten bate van mense met cochleaire implantings. Maar Michelle, ons gaan eers bietjie musiek luister en dan sluit jy vir ons bietjie af wat jou gedagtes is oor gehoorgestremdheid en hoe mense met gehoorgestremdheid hanteer word in die breë gemeenskap. Maar eers musiek. Jy is ingeskakel op ons program Community Matters. My gas, soos jy nou gehoor het, is Michelle Tanks, die ma van 'n kind met 'n gehoorgestremdheid, en sy het vir ons so mooi verduidelik die lang pad wat sy gestap het, sy en Candace. Maar Michelle, jy is vandag voltyds betrokke om die weg oop te kap vir mense soos ek, met 'n gehoorgestremdheid of doofheid, jou dogter en 20% van die Suid-Afrikaanse gemeenskap wat een of ander graad van gehoorverlies ervaar. 20% is 12 miljoen. Wat doen jy elke dag en wat is jou frustrasies wat jy het om mense met gestremdhede, veral hoër gestremdhede, 'n beter plek in die gemeenskap te gee?
We get so many inquiries, and a lot of the inquiries is from persons with severe to profound hearing loss in the workplace that are not being reasonably accommodated. And one of the biggest frustrations is that their superiors, their managers and colleagues do not understand hearing loss. They often get shouted at, "Are you deaf?" And they're very scared to go they come to us for advice, which we give to them. We help them with their reasonable accommodation, what's their rights according to the right paper on the rights of persons with disabilities. But many a times they are too afraid to go back and actually confront or speak to their managers for fear of more victimization.
That's correct.
So, Fani, communication is we rely so much on communication. One of the projects that we are busy with, as you know, at National Council is with ICASA and not having captions on the TV. And we have taken ICASA to the court in 2023, November 2023. Our case, we lost our case due to a bit of a technicality with a date. But we managed to get leave to appeal, and this case is being heard in the appeal court on Friday the 29th.
Dis vandag wat hierdie program uitgesaai word,
yes,
dan is daar die appelsaak aan die gang, né?
Well, yes, absolutely. So we are really hoping for a great outcome for that. And we had to raise 55,000 to get that. We thank our lawyers who acted pro bono for us, Weber Wenzel. And we thank everybody that contributed to our Back and Buddy campaign to get that 55,000 rand raised. So we are so grateful, and we really cannot wait for, we hope, a positive outcome.
Yeah, so that we can get access to information and communication when there's national news bulletins.
Absolutely.
And soos jy sê, in die werkplek word mense nie erken altyd as 'n gestremdheid nie, en persone met gehoor gestremdhede is skaam. Hulle kom nie na vore nie, omdat daar stigma is. En dit is jou werk elke dag wat jy jou lewe voorgee. Ons gaan in die einde van ons program gaan ons jou kontak besonderhede deurgee. As jy een groot uitdaging wat jy het elke dag met mense met gehoorgestremde, one major challenge that they experience, what do you say? Is it ignorance or is it?
I think it's just ignorance. People do not understand. They just do not understand what hearing loss is. And we have a huge problem in the employment market as well. People not understanding.
En daarvoor het julle sensitiseringsprogramme, so bly ingeskakel. En in die einde van ons program, voor ons myself gaan groet, gaan ons die kontakbesonderhede deurgee. En ek gaan nou gesels met Dr. Sukari Vlok. En sy is betrokke by 'n organisasie met die naam Heras. En hulle beywer vir die ondersteuning en ontwikkeling van persone met gehoorverlies, spesifiek diegene wat cochleaire implantings ontvang of ontvang het. So ons kan hoor wat gaan hulle doen. Op 6 September is daar 'n pragtige konsert wat gaan plaasvind ten bate van kinders en mense met gehoorverlies. Ons gehoor nou, wat is hierdie konsert, die besonderhede van hierdie konsert? So Kari, welkom hier by ons by Cape Pulpit. Ons gesels oor 'n konsert wat gaan plaasvind, maar vertel ons net ietsie meer oor jouself en oor die organisasie Heras. Wat doen julle?
Baie, baie dankie vir hierdie geleentheid. Dit is nou baie lekker om met jou te gesels. Ek is 'n radioloog en ek werk in privaat en half so 'n bietjie uit in die staat, en daar het ek betrokke geraak by Heras. Professor Leon Jansen van Rensburg, hy is een van my professors gewees, en ook hy is ook die persoon wat meer as 100 internasionale kongresse vir ons gereël het vir die radiologiese vereniging van Suid-Afrika oor die jare. En en hy het my gevra spesifiek om te help om 'n konsert te reël, om fondse in te samel vir pasiënte wat cochleaire implantings moet kry of dit moet onderhou. Want soos jy nou al seker al gehoor het, dit kost tot 'n miljoen rand per persoon om al twee kante, wat nou bilateraal is, cochleaire implantings te doen.
Ja.
En dit te onthou oor jare. Dit is 'n ongelooflike groot bedrag as jy dit net het nie. En dit is waar hy betrokke geraak het. Hy is 'n kop en nek radioloog spesifiek, en daarom is hy baie betrokke by die beplanning van cochleaire implantings, die radiologiese kant, die of die beeldings aspek van cochleaire implantings. Heras is gestig deur Santi en Daniel van der Walt. Hulle het twee kinders met cochleaire implantings wat doofgebore is en met hierdie cochleaire implantings eenheid die NGO bied dit dan vir baie pasiënte wat privaat en staat pasiënte wat nie die fondse het op daardie oomblik om byvoorbeeld batterytjies te vervang of om beelding te kry of wat ook al die spesifieke behoefte is, help hulle dan hierdie pasiënte om in hierdie behoefte te voorsien.
Ja, ja.
Deur donasies te maak en dit so op die donasies help ongelooflik baie ja. En dit het, ek het maar 2 jaar gelede 'n lid geraak van die NGO.
Ja.
En ek is heeltemal stom geslaan oor om die stories te hoor van mense en om te hoor wat die impak is van gehoorverlies op mense se alledaagse lewe.
Ja.
En op nie net op die persoon nie, maar ook die families rondom hulle.
Ja.
En dit is regtig, die impak is baie groot.
Ja. Sukari, dit is Sukari Vlok wat ons gesels, dokter Sukari Vlok, sy is 'n radioloog, as ek het reg gedoen.
Ja, dis korrek.
Jy is 'n radioloog wat met ons gesels oor Heras, maar daar is op 6 September, so ter afleiding van ons gesprek, is daar 'n konsert wat plaasvind by die Endlersaal in Stellenbosch. Gee net vir ons vinnig die beweegrede tot die konsert, want ons is baie opgewonde, dit is toeganklik vir gehoorgestremdes, so as jy so in 'n minuut of 2 net vir ons kan sê waaroor die konsert gaan en waar die mense kaartjies kan kry vir daardie konsert.
Baie dankie. So eerstens, die kaartjies is te koop op Quicket. Jy gaan na Heras, H-E-A-R-U-S, soos vir University Stellenbosch, Heras. En dit is dan te koop op Quicket. Die kaartjies is van R250 tot R1000. Hierdie kaartjies sluit absoluut alles in.
Ja.
Dit sluit in kos en Natida wyne en cappuccino's. Alles dit is ingesluit by die kaartjieprys. En ook jou program wat jy vir die aand gaan nodig hê.
Dis korrek.
Wat wonderlik is van hierdie konsert is ons gee vir mense die geleentheid om op te tree. Ons het werklik, soos ek jou vroeër ook gesê het, ons het verstommende musikante in die Kaap en in ons land. Ek is net, ek het die program opgestel en ek is net absoluut, ek wil nie sê blown away nie, wat is dit in Afrikaans weggeblaas?
Ja.
Deur die talent. Dit is regtig, dit is werklik verstommend om hierdie mense se CV's te lees.
Ja.
En ek is trots om dit amper op daardie program te sit en vir mense te kan sê, kyk hierdie ongelooflike talent wat ons hier oral rondom ons het.
Ja.
In elk geval met die konsert vind plaas in die Endlersaal, wat vir my een van die mooiste sale in die land is. Op die 6de September. Dit is 'n formele geleentheid, so mense kan die geleentheid gebruik om hulle pragtige pragtige rokke en pakke aan te trek en en hulle parels te dra, hoekskoene en die aand saam met ons te kom geniet. Soos ek gesê het, dit gaan ongelooflike musiek wees. Ons fantastiese kos, wyn beskikbaar en cappuccinos, tea, enigiets wat jy wil
hê. Lekker om te eet en te sosialiseer, nee. Ek moet ongelukkig vir jou sny hier, Sukari, Dr. Sukari Vlok. Dankie vir die opgewondenheid en ons doen 'n beroep op die gemeenskap om daardie konsert by te woon. Dit is 6 September en is in die Endlersaal daar in Stellenbosch. Baie dankie dat jy met ons gesels het.
Dis 'n groot plesier. Baie dankie vir die geleentheid. Alles van die beste.
Ons is nou weer terug by Michelle. Michelle, dankie dat jy jou hart oopgemaak het vir ons vandag, maar iets wat ons hier by Kaapse Kansel natuurlik ook na in die hart lê is kerktoeganklikheid. En jy het 'n groot veldtog by die Nasionale Raad van en vir persone met gestremthede to address the issue of accessibility church services in faith communities. So dis iets wat ons by Kaapse Kansel ook een van ons projekte het om kerke meer toeganklik te maak en spesifiek nou vir mense met gehoorverlies in hierdie geval. Wat doen julle?
Funny, sadly, you know, people think that hearing aids is like a pair of glasses. You put them on and you get your hearing back, which is not right. And also we've noted that in quite a few of the ads for hearing aids, they will say, never ask the question to repeat, or the person to repeat the question again. So this is quite misleading. So we have got a project, Let's Hear Together, and we are addressing one of the is the churches. We've got over 500 churches on our database, which we for the past year have regularly, once a month, every 6 weeks, been sending them information on hearing loss. And sadly, we've had very little response or positive response. People have said they've come back and they said they've got a great sound system. And as you know, Fani, that's fine for a person that's got a mild hearing loss. But once you go moderate to profound to severe, it's not going to work. So we would like to make the churches accessible, because the churches, everybody wants to come. And we've noted that so many people with hearing loss have just stopped going to church because they can't hear. So the project is that we send the information about how can they make the church accessible. And one of the ways is a loop system. That is the best way, because then, you know, everybody can hear, and all you need to do is have the telecoil activated. But we also need the healthcare professionals to understand that they need to have to tell the patients about a telecoil, because so many times expensive hearing aids are sold and they are not made aware of the telecoil and it's not activated. So this will make it accessible. And then we also, a lot of people have said, but a loop system is so expensive, but you don't have to loop the whole church. So, you know, we'd love to tell you more about it.
Yeah.
And we have other ways, you know, just to a good sound system is fine, but we also need the additional, you know, the videos, you know, put the text on the projector. And you know, try not to jump from one topic to the other, because that's when persons with hearing loss get totally, totally lost.
And it's acoustics and it's the lighting in the church.
Lighting.
That's so important.
You know, I know many of the older churches used to have the earphones, but they had to go right to the front of the church. And, you know, so it's difficult. But persons with hearing loss want to be included in worship as well.
Nou ja, nou het ons gehoor, Michelle het vertel van haar dogter Candace, en ons het gehoor oor hoe belangrik die vroeë identifikasie van kinders met gehoorverlies is. Ons het gehoor haar lewensverhaal. Dankie Michelle dat jy met ons gedeel het en jou hart oopgemaak het. Ons hoor van die werkgewers en werknemers in die werkplek, the access to employment. We listen to your explanation about the loop system in the faith communities. Nou wat ons nodig het vir ons groete, vir die gemeenskap sê, wat is jou kontakbesonderhede? Is daar mense wat nou vir jou wil skakel?
Yes, please contact me at michelle@ncpd.org.za, and we'd love to hear from you. We really would. We are here to assist you with your reasonable accommodation if you have problems in the workplace, and also to help with our project to making places of worship accessible for all. Thank you,
Fanny. Accessible for all. And there's a WhatsApp number, 0817291657 hier at Radio Cape Pulpit. En hy onthou om net oor 'n klein rukkie te luister na ons resep deur Isabel Ross. Dis die nasionale pudding. Gaan ons nie lekker eet nie, nê? So ja, as jy vir my wil kontak by fani.dt@mweb.co.za, fani.dt@mweb.co.za. As jy nou 'n pen gehad het voor toe Michelle haar kontak besonderhede deur gegee het nie, is Michelle, daardie Michelle spel mens met 1 L, michelle@ncpd.org.za, en jy kan ons ook hier by die stasie nou kry as jy enige inligting oor kerktoeganklikheid of selfs 'n ouer of familielid het wat iemand is met 'n gehoorverlies wat daardie vraag wil beantwoord hê wat jy lank al in jou kop mee rondloop. Kom na vore. Ek groet jou tot die volgende keer, wat ons weer gesels oor sake wat ons mense met gestremthede ten nouste raak. Groetens tot die volgende keer.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.